So the Gemara said, "Amar Rabbi Michla Mariam Parshulo, Mishtam Shabbat Kol Yemei Sheilasa." So they could be shayl. They can the yorshim can continue the shayl of the par. What does Rashi say? It says Rashi Kol Yemei Sheilasa Kol Yemei Meshach Hazman Sheshal Aviyim and Abaylam. And the Rashi has a lashon that the schus of the father, the schus she'ela of the father, is nisrekim to the yorshim. The yorshim, the schus she'ela. I think I mentioned the other day that if this speaks out, why can't the mashal say in rishoni she'ef b'gdoni v'yarachet? Normally you can't be. Normally a she'el doesn't have a schus to give over his schus she'ela to somebody else. So the Nesiva says poshut because the Gemara says that when you mashal something to someone, so there's a presumption that his bnei bayis could be mishtamish in it. So there's no inu tzayni shepik doyne biyaracher. So here these yorshim are the bnei abayis. So there's no inu tzayni shepik doyne biyaracher. But how do they get the schus hashela? When the father's alive, the schus hashela is the father's, not the bnei bayis. The bnei bayis could be mishtamish. There's no inu tzayni shepik doyne biyaracher. So the bnei bayis can be mishtamish, but they're on the coattails of the shoyl himself. The schus hashela belongs to the shoyl. The chayor when the shoyl dies, the schus hashela should be extinguished with the shoyl. So that's the chiddush of this gemara. That's the chiddush of Rava, that the schus hashela is nisraken to the yashim. The yashim the schus hashela. Mesa ein chayovin b'insel, but if the bar dies, they're not chayiv to pay for the oinus. What's the pshat? Says Rashi ein chayovin b'insel. The inu lav shoylim inu alo. The yashim are not shoylim. Which is an interesting thing. They have the schus hashela, but they're not shoylim. Elsewhere, you have the same Gemara in Baba Kama. Rashi says like kabilu alon etirusa. They weren't makabel shmira. Rashi says apparently a shoyl has to be makabel shmira in order to be chayef. It's not an automatic outgrowth of the schus hashela. That's what it says. We'll see later the sheet of the Rav Abaisin, but passes the way Rashi learns up the sugya, the way most Rishonim learn the sugya. Taka says here in Chiddush Din that the person could be that the yorshim could yarshin schus hashela without having, since they weren't makabel the chiyuvei hashela, so they can get the schus hashela without having the chiyuvei hashela, at least not the chiyuv einsin. We'll see later exela v'aveda might be different, but at least the chiyuv einsin, which is unique to a shoyl, that they don't have. They have the schusim without the chiyuv. Yeah, the Rashba grapples with that. How could that be? How could they be better than the father? We'll see when we get to the Rashba. Then the Rava continues, Kisvurim shel aviyim. Up to now we're talking that they know it's a shayla. What if they didn't know? They thought it belongs to the father and tell them. They have this part, they think it's theirs. V'tvachu v'achalua, and they ate it. So Mishalim v'ebosu b'zoil. They have to pay the Mebosu b'zoil, says Rashi, Kol zusa chashvinu ba'ar v'danki, yokai minu perek mishameis, v'or yachziru l'bayim. Because they have a chi of nene. They don't have the chi of tashlumen, a regular tashlumen. All they have is a chiyuv nana. At the end of the day, they were nana, so that you always have to pay a chiyuv nana. But they don't have any chiyuv tashlumen. Presumably, this is an outgrowth of the fact that they're not chayiv and oinsin. If they would be chayiv and oinsin, they would have to pay. If they would be chayiv and oinsin, this is not less than an oinus. Since they're not chayiv and oinsin, so they don't have to pay for the death of the par. It's not their fault. They don't have to pay for the death of the par. So just to speak out briefly, it's sort of a peripheral issue. Why aren't they chayev as gazlan? Why said they stole the par? Now when they shechted the par, l'chor, they should be gazlanic. So the Ritva says that they didn't have kavanah l'gzal. They thought it's theirs, so they're not gazlanic. So that's the chor, that's a ksais. There's a famous ksais in Simon Chafei. The ksais says that a gazlan v'shegig is not a gazlan. You have to have kavanah l'gzal. The person steals, he doesn't know that he's stealing. He thinks it's his. So he does not become a gazlan. Okay, that's number one. But then there's another shayla here. Okay, so we won't be mechayev them as gazlanim, but let's be mechayev them as mazik. The halacha is that all the muad loyelam, person's chayev chiyev mazik even b'shoigig. Maybe a gazlan, you know, the Ksois tells me that a gazlan b'shoigig is not a gazlan, but a mazik b'shoigig is about a mazik. Ben er ben yoshen, person's mazik b'shoigig is also chayev. Person's responsible for all of his actions. So why aren't they chayiv poshut al smazik? They're not chayiv midini hashoyman, that I understand. They don't have a chiyuv einsin. Why aren't they chayiv smazik? So Tosis in Vavakama Chav Zayin and Bamitzia Pei Beis Chav Zayin and Beis Pei Beis and Beis. In both places, Tosis speaks out that even though an Odom, a person is Chayev as Mazik, Ben B'Shegi Ben B'Mezid, but if it's Ba'Einus, he's Potter. A Mazik Ba'Einus is Potter, and Tosis speaks right in this Gemara. They didn't have a din of a Mazik Ba'Einus. It's not their fault, because for Shalavim, nobody ever told them otherwise. They had a right to assume. Father died. They see a par in the backyard. They had a right to assume the par belongs to the father. It's called the guy. It's called the mazik ba'inus. Taisus brings from here right that a mazik ba'inus is not chayv. Nice. That's the machlekes we showed in the Ramban there in Bavitsia Pebeis. The Ramban is chaylik on Taisus. Ramban holds that a mazik ba'inus is chayv. Why over here they're not chayv? But there you see in the Ramban, even though the Ramban holds a mazik ba'inus is not chayv, then there's an even bigger madrega called the mazik b'shus. That means not just it wasn't his fault, he had b'shus ha'pidin to do what he did. So bigger madrega. Mazik b'shus, even the Ramban agrees is potter. Mazik ba'oinus, he tripped and he fell. So that's the Ramban holds his chayv. But a mazik b'shus, that means al-pidin, he had a right to eat this par. Al-pidin, chazokah k'mar chazyodar el shaloi. If they would have gone to the Rav and asked him, are we allowed to eat this par? He would have said, yeah, sure, it's sitting by your father. It's a chazaka, belongs to the father. That's already called the mazik b'shus. There's mazik b'shus, even the Ramban agrees, not chayav as mazik. Okay, fine, so they don't have a chiyuv of yos mazik, that we understand. They don't have a chiyuv, and they don't have a chiyuv as gazlin. Again, they don't have a chiyuv gazlin because it's gazlin b'shogeg. They don't have a chiyuv mazik because it's a mazik ba'onis according to Tosus. Maybe that explains why they don't have a chiyuv gazlin either. If a gazlin ba'inus is potter, if a mazik ba'inus is potter, a kolshke, a mishtama, gazlin ba'inus is also potter. And then even according to Ramban, it doesn't subscribe to that, but there's this new notion of mazik b'shus. Anyway, kach v'kach. So all those other chiyuvim don't apply. The chiyuv that's occupying us, though, is chiyuv einus. That it says earlier. They don't have to pay us einus because they don't have a chiyuv einus. Ka'omer. But, hiniach lehem aviyam achrayas nechosim chayobim l'shalem. But if the father left karka, then already they do have a chiyuv l'shalem. Says the Gemara, what's that going on? Ika the master lo areisha, ika the master lo asefa. By the master areisha kol shkin asefa, pliga dera papa, by the master lo asefa, aval areisha loy behaino dera papa. Says Rashi, ika the master lo areisha, lahai hiniach lehem aviyam achayis nechosim chayovim l'shalem. V'yamina de chayovim ba'insin, the lishnakamo holds that if the father left the chayis nechosim, then they're chayiv not only by the case where they shechted the par and ate it, they're chayiv even by the case where the behemoth died by itself. The par died by itself because they have a chiyuv einsin. Dishtab nechosim eviyam echayim ishash shaylo. Because when the father was shayl, so the chiyuv einsin is mishas meshicha. So the chiyuv einsin was already chal by the father. That's lishna kama. So since the chiyuv einsin was chal by the father, so mele later on when it was nenas, they have to pay. Yeah, last week we talked about richos, different havanas, how to understand this. The Ramban understands Kipshuta, the Chiyuv Apoil is called by the Mashiach. When a person is Shoyal Lepari, he has a Chiyuv right away to give it back, Oyhu Eidomu. And the giving it back is a Ptur. But the Chiyuv Apoil is called by the Mashiach. Then we saw the Ramashit, it's only a Sibis Achiv. The Kesef Mishnah calls it a Chiyuv Koyach. The Mashiach is the Sibah to be Mechayev Bainzim. The Chiyuv Apoil is only Chaleir B'Shasa Oinus. But nonetheless, there's a Shibah Nechosim because Sibas Achiv is Meshabed. Nechosim. Then we saw the Ritva said it's slightly different. The Ritva says, well, if I also hold that the Sibas Achiv is Meshabed the Nechosim, but the Ritva holds the Sibas Achiv is Meshabed the Nechosim, not right now, B'shas Mais, it's Meshabed the Nechosim later, Lemafreya. B'shas the Oinus, since the Sibas Achiv was B'shas HaMashicha, so the Chiv is Chal, B'shas Oinus, but it's Chal Lemafreya, B'shas HaMashicha. Anyway, that was last week's discussion. Various understand how to understand the Lishna Kama. But anyway, says the Gemara, if you hold it, it's chayiv an oinsin. So kol shekin haseifa kishet tavchu v'achalu. If the chayiv, even if the par died by itself, so avada the chayiv with the chayis nechosim. So avada the chayis nechosim with the chayiv if they ate it themselves, eating it themselves, and not less than the par dying on its own. And that's who pliga der apopa damal ela he shaita demotli oinsin duchu da'osu chiva alei v'loi mishashem. But ika ma'asi la seifa. But the Lishna Basar holds that the din of Achayis Nechosim does not apply in the ratio. In the case where the par died ba'oinus on its own, so Achayis Nechosim is not going to help. Because the Lishna Basar holds like a papa. that the chiv ein sin is chal only b'shas misa, and b'shas misa, the father's dead and the chasim belong to the yashim, so there's no chiv, because the yashim don't have a chiv ein sin to omer. The yashim have the chus hashela, they don't have the chiv hashela, so the yashim don't have a chiv ein sin. So if the chiv ein sin is only chal b'shas oynis, and by the time it got to the oynis, it's sitting by the yashim, and the yashim don't have chiv ein sin, so there's no chiv in the chasim. So that's the lishon of Basra. Ikna masla sefer heikad the tafchua. Only if they shechted the para, then it makes a difference. Then it helps if the father left a chayis nechassim. Then im iniach lemaviyam a chayis nechassim mishalman tashlumin ma'aliyah v'loy bezol. They have to pay a full fledged tashlumin. The boilu lemeduk, because they should have checked it out. Let's come back to this Rashi in a second. Aval areishim meisulei mechayiv l'shlumi v'leyaminu nishtav v'nechosim davun mishash eila v'haimed rapah v'dom alei l'yaminu mishash eila rom alei tashlumen ele mishash oinsin v'eilech v'shaito leisi l'shoyel d'lechayiv. So it says in this Rashi that according to the Lishna Basra, holds like a papa that the chiyuv oinsin is chal only b'shasa oinis. By that time the father is dead, they already yashim v'nechosim, there's nothing, and they don't have any chiyuv oinsin, they don't have chiyuv shaila, so they're papa. Their chayis nechosim doesn't make a difference. But if it was tafchua v'chalua, then it makes a difference if the father left achayis nechosim. The father didn't leave achayis nechosim, so they're potter. And if the father left achayis nechosim, then they're chayif, says Rashi. Why? Because he boy lula meiduk. So what's share in Rashi? And Rashi's a peller out. What's the kashin? What's the peller in Rashi? Yeah, what do you mean boy lula meiduk? Boy lula meiduk sounds like what? It's their fault? So if it's their fault, so then what's the difference if they're achayis nechosim or not? They should be chayif even if there's no achayis nechosim. And if you'll say that even Elamai, you'll say that even if it is their fault, but it's not, they don't have Chiyuvei HaShomer. Maybe the same way they don't have Chiyuvei Ensin. Maybe. What's the Pshat Rashi? What does that make them? What are they? They're a Pesheya. So they. You know, let's take a step back. The Yoshim, we already learned in Rava, the Yoshim do not have Chiyuvei Ensin. What about other Chiyuvim? Do they have Chiyuvei Ensin? What if it was. What about Gzeilav Aveda? Are the Yoshim Chayav and Gzeilav Aveda? Anybody? The Gemara says that the Rava says they're not chayiv an oinsin. What about gzeilav aveda? Taisa says they are chayiv gzeilav aveda. The Rashbul says they're chayiv gzeilav aveda. Stam, if the chayiv gzeilav aveda, they're certainly chayiv mshia. Rashi doesn't tell him that. I don't know what Rashi holds. The Rishonim, well, the other Rishonim, they say they're chayiv gzeilav aveda, Kolskin, they're chayiv mshia. They're just potter from oinsin. We'll have to see exactly why, but that's what the Rishonim say. The Medaiket and the Loshon Rava. The Rava said that they're not chayiv an oinsin. If you wanted to say they're not chayiv even in Zeilav Aveda, they're not chayiv even in Mashiach, then Rava should have said that. That's a much bigger chiddush. So Rava implies that they are chayiv in other chiyuvim. I don't know if Rashi holds that way or not. Maybe Rashi holds that they're not chayiv in other chiyuvim Hashem. I don't know. It's not mafurish in Rashi. But the kshat is mimonashach. Rashi over here says the chiyuv einsin is chal only b'shas misa, and that they're not chayiv for. Because b'shas misa the yoshim, they don't have chiyuvim Hashem. But if they ate it themselves, so they should have been Rashi says they should have been ibaylu lemeduk, so they have a certain culpability. Sounds like they're a pesheya. So I don't understand. Manushach. If these yoshim are chayivim shio, Taisa souls, the chayivim gzeilav aveda, kolsim the chayivim shio, so they're chayiv to pay for the pshia. What do you have to have in yochem aviyim achrayis nechosim? Even the father didn't leave them achrayis nechosim. If in fact that Yoshim's eating the para is a pshia, then they should be chayiv in their own right. They should be chayiv for pshia. Maybe they should chayiv for mazik. Even them, if it's a pshia, they should be chayiv for mazik. Forget chiyuvei hashomer. They should be chayiv poshut as mazik. But so that shouldn't eat achrayis nechosim. So why are they put there if there's no achrayis nechosim? Only maybe also bezal. Elamai, you tell me, maybe Rashi holds that the Yoshim don't have a chiyuv pesher. Maybe the Yoshim don't have a chiyuv. Maybe just like the Yoshim don't have chiyuv einsin, they don't have a chiyuv pesher either. And I don't know why I don't have a chiyuv mazik. We'll have to work that out. But let's say, for argument's sake, that Rashi holds, not like the other Rishonim, that the same way they're potter from einsin, they're potter from shia, from zeilav aveda, from shia. So what does it matter if the father left the merchayis nechosim? The same way they're not chayiv and oinsin, even if the father left the machayis nechosim, according to the Lishna Basra, because the chiv achrayis is chal b'shas oinis. So if they're not chayiv for pshia, so they should be chayiv even if there is achrayis nechosim, because the chiv should be chal b'shas oinis. But because the Rashi doesn't make any sense. I mean, you see this Rashi, it has to. Mamish makes no sense. It's not like some obscure kasha. The Rishonim will jump on Rashi. What's Rashi talking about? I don't know what to do with the Rashi. I mean, Mestano, it's Misbakish in the Rashi, but I don't know how to make it work. So Rashi somehow has a Mahalach that even though Chiyuv Einsin is only Chal B'Shas Einis, B'Shas Misa, according to the Lishna Basra, but the Chiyuv Pshia is Chal Amafrei M'Shas HaMashich. Such a thought. So therefore, and the Einis that Potter, because the Lishna Basra is like a Papa, that the Chiyuv Einsin is only Chal B'Shas Misa. B'Shas Misa, it's just the Yoshim. The Yoshim don't have. The Yoshim. I know, I'm saying it wrong. The Rashi holds, maybe I said it right, I remember how I said it. I'm saying it right now. Rashi holds the Yoshim are potter both from Einus and from Shia. But the Chiyuv Einsin is only Chal B'Shas Einus. The Chiyuv Shia is Chal Amafrei M'Shas HaMashichov for some reason, or it's Chal M'Shas HaMashichov. So therefore, if there's no Achayis Nechosim, so it makes no difference. There's no Achayis Nechosim, so we're only being down on the Yoshim's money. And the Yoshim are potter from everything, the potter from Einus and the potter from Shia. But if there is a Chayis Nechosim, so the Gabi Einis, the Lishna Basra holds like a papa that the Chiyuv Einis is only now Shas Misa, not Lamafreya. So the Nechosim are not Meshubah to Einis. But the Gabi Pshia, the Nechosim are Meshubah to Pshia. That already is Mishas Meshicha. Mishas Meshicha, the Lishna Basra, do not Chayiv an Einsin, but you are Chayiv in Pshia, Mishas Meshicha. So therefore, if there's a Chayis Nechosim, then if they're Pesheya, then there will be a Chiyuv Lamafreya because Chiyuv Pshia is Mishas Meshicha. Something like that. It's very hard to. I mean, Svar, it's very hard. If anything, the Svar should be the other way around. I could hear, you know, the Svar is more the other way around. That Einus, which is from the. Which is a. Well, we'll talk later on. Svar, I could hear more the other way. That Einus, which is a special. It's not your fault at all. It has nothing to do with your failure as a shomer. It's just an achayis that you're makabel on yourself. It's mamish beyond your control, but you're makabel chiyuv einsin. So there, I could hear. There's a tzad that mishas meshicha, which the Kama holds, that you chayiv even mishas meshicha, because you're giving a guarantee. But a chiyuv shia, somebody's not chayiv einsin, but he has a chiyuv shia. That mistama has to do with the fact that he's at the moment that he's pesheya, so his failure to be shomer it is like a kind of like the Rambam says pesheya kemazik. The Rambam's a famous shita that pesheya is kemazik. That even on karka, you don't have other chiyuv shomer, you have a chiyuv shia. Because Peshe is Kemazim. Now, we see very clearly Peshe is more, the Peshe itself is the Mechayev, not the special Kabbalah Sashmir. The Peshe itself is the Mechayev. I can hear more the other way around, Faket from Rashi. But Rashi, it sounds like, Punkt Faket, that even according to the Lishna Basra, that the Chiyuv Einsin is Mishas Misa, the Chiyuv, no, I would have said it the other way around, that even according to the Lishna Kama, that the Chiyuv Einsin is Mishas Mashicha, but the Chiyuv Shia maybe is Mishas Abshia. I could have heard that. But here in Rashi it sounds like mamish vaket that even according to Lishna Basra that the chiyuv einsin is mishas miso, but the chiyuv pesheya is mishas meshicha.
Papa says he's dead by shalva
and then afterward you were tveyachet,
so there's a pesheya, not an
ones,
and that's where he says.
The tavcha is shamus. Right, will be Kashan. It's also Kashan Rashi. Rapapa himself, the original member of Rapapa, the Lishna Basra holds like Rapapa. We're going in the Lishna Basra now. This Rashi is in the Lishna Basra. This Rashi is going in the Lishna Basra. The Lishna Basra holds like Rapapa. What was Rapapa's case? Haisapara Gnuvula, Haisapara Shulalai, Vitovcha Vishabis Pata. Why are you potter? Because the chiyuv einsin is b'shas miso, and therefore it's kimlei b'drabine. But here was a pshia. If pshia is mishas meshicha, so why is the kimlei b'drabine? Here it was pesheya. The chiyuv pesheya is mishas meshicha. Right, the Cheshmer Pshat, Taka Kasha, besides the fact that Rashi and Svar is a Pella, the Cheshmer Pshat doesn't work. So Mukach and Rapapa himself, and the Lishabasa is Rapapa. Hainu de Rapapa. Lishabasa is clear. Rapapa says that if you hold that the Chiv Ainsin is Bishas Misa, and that's where this came to the Rabbinate when it was Haisa Parshulai with Tavcha, but that was a Pshia. So you see from that Gemara that if the Chiv Ainsin is Bishas Misa, then the Chiv Shia is also Bishas Misa, not Mishas Mashiach. Hold on a second. Yeah, it's Pella and Rashi. Not that Rashi wasn't a Pella before, but this Mahalak that I'm trying to say in Rashi, it doesn't work.
Yeah. Shita has two tables in Rashi. One's point for Rama, but the Shita quotes. It's right in the page. Yeah. I actually like Rama.
I don't know what it means. He says two things. First, he says, it's just the Shita talking. He's not quoting anybody. First, he says, maybe if the father left the Machayas Nechasim, then they should have been Medai. The father didn't leave Merchayas Nechasim, then they didn't have to be Medayik. I don't know what that means. And then he says, in Inami, it's only enough of a Pshia to be Merchayiv on the Merchayas Nechasim, but it's not enough of a Pshia to be Merchayiv their own money. I don't know what that means either. I don't know what to do with this Rashi. The Maisu only be Shayim and Chaylik and Rashi. Yeah.
In terms of the differences between Shlichas Yad for Shlichas Yad, does it start from the time when the Shoal or whoever it was had taken it, if they decided to be Shalef Yad, or does it go from the time when they actually are Shalef Yad?
From the time...
Like, at the actual moment when he starts to use the object that he had taken.
As opposed to when he picked it up.
As opposed to when he had first taken it as a Shoal.
No, I think Shalef Yad is from the Shas Gazela.
There's a distinction between those two. Like, I think Rav, like the Rishonim wonder, can I think about what the difference between Shalef Yad is? And between Zela.
Right.
And so, I don't remember what Rashi Shita was, but I think one of them has said the difference is just about what your Kavana was. I don't remember. But if the difference would be maybe if you have a Kavana to steal, so in a Rapapa's case, like what they were just saying. So there, the guy was intending to steal, otherwise, to be from here, would be at all shy. Right? He was obviously intending to steal. But the Yarshim think that it's their fathers, and then they are Hoshea in a sense. But at best, that's going to be Shlichas Yad. They had thought they were using something, and they just were using their own stuff. But it was basically their father having.
So you say maybe in their papa's case where they know that it's.
There is the guy himself. He's stealing. He knows he's stealing. That's not Shlichas Yad. That's intention to steal. Otherwise, Dalet Pei wouldn't be shy. Right. But if Dalet Pei wouldn't be shy.
Right. It's not even a Dalet Pei. Rapapa's not talking about Dalet Pei. According to Rashi.
Okay, fine. So
but it doesn't matter. You're saying that in a Papa's case, it's a regular gzela. And over here, it's not a regular gzela because they don't know. It's only B'tayrash Shlichas Yad.
And that would go back.
Or B'tayrash Pshia.
And it would be the father's. Right. So it would go back to the time of the father.
Yeah, but L'chara, every, let's say in a Papa's case, they know, so they're Mamish Mazikim and Gazlanim. But L'chara, they're also doing Shlichas Yad. So mainly can't be mechayev them for the hezek now because it's on Shabbos, but be mechayev them for the shlichas yad shavai from the mafreya. If shlichas yad is the mafreya or peshe is the mafreya,
you can't have both of them. It's either what were they doing? They were stealing. So as opposed
so
to
one precludes the other.
If shlichas yad goes back to the time of when you had gotten the object.
I would think if they're potter from one, we mechayev them on the other.
Well, it's like the case wasn't a shlichas yad.
No, I hear maybe it's a direction. I don't know. We have to Maybe it's a direction. Look at that. I don't know. Meanwhile, we'll leave the Rashi as meaning work. Most Rishonim Achalik and Rashi, I mean, I think all the Rishonim Achalik and Rashi, and they learn that Tefchul V'Chalua, it's not a Pshia on the part of the Yashim. The Yashim, like Taisa says, it's Oinus Gomer, like Taisa says in Baba Kam, it's Oinus Gomer. It's not the Yashim's fault at all. The Yashim had a right to assume the power belongs to the father. They were within their rights. The Ramban says it's Breshus. If they would have asked the Shiloh, they would have been told that they are allowed to assume that it's the father's part. The Pshia is on the part of the father. The father, before he died, should have told them the power belongs to him. So the father, by dying without letting the Yarshim know that this power belonged to him, was Peshea in the Shmira. He went and died, and he left without telling. He should have told them. Should have thought beforehand that he might die, and he should have told the Yarshim the power is the power's Shula. So it's Peshea on the part of the father. So therefore, if the father left Achrayis Nechasim, so he became Chayev. And the Pshia was at the and that was the moment of the Pshia when the father didn't tell him. I mean, exactly. I don't know. Somach lemitosim, when the father didn't tell him. That's, I guess, the moment of Pshia. So therefore, if the father left achayis nechassim, then we can collect from the nechassim on account of the father's Pshia. Mashenkin, if the father didn't leave any achayis nechassim, so then we can't be mechayiv on account of the father's Pshia. We want to be mechayiv on account of the Yashim. The Yashim are anusim. That's how most Rishonim. That's what Tosfos learns. That's how most Rishonim learn. So we're chari see here also. Rav Shimon's Yisoid that a sibas achiv, see Mamash in this Gemara, that a sibas achiv is meshav and dechasim. Let's say the father was pesheya by not telling the Yashim that the parah doesn't belong to him. So that was a pshia. But there was nothing happened yet. When does the chiv pesheya happen? When the parah gets shechted? The father didn't tell him, but meanwhile the parah is fine. Nothing happened to the parah. There's no nizik. So even if we'll say that the father's dying without telling the Yashim is an act of Pshia, but it's an act of Pshia, the other shoe hasn't dropped. Its maximum is like Zorach Chais, but it didn't hit anything yet. You know, you have here the Siva Mechayevis, but you don't have, but there was no Hezek yet. So there's no Chiyah B'Poyel. Let's say Shomer's Peshay and Shmira, but nothing happened. Close call, but nothing happened. So is he Chayev? What's to be Chayev? I'm not talking about Shalech Yad. It's not a Pshia. A shomer is negligent. He leaves the door open. Forgets to turn on the alarm. But Baruch Hashem, nothing happened. So Abad is not chayav. So here, the father died. He should have told his children. But meanwhile, nothing happened. So when does the chiyuv b'peil happen? The chiyuv b'peil happens later on when it was tefachu v'achalua. And yet the Rishonim say that since the father was pesheya by not telling the children, so his nechassim become meshuvud. So in this gemara, you see mamash the yisoid of Reb Shimon. You said we said in the Rama that Sibas Achiv is Mechayev Nechasim. Here you have the Sibas Achiv, the Pshia is the Sibas Achiv, and it's Meshabadi Nechasim. Lehabolim, Afreya, the Ritva, not the Ritva, that you can take your pick, that we saw that was, you know. But Akapon, the idea that Sibas Achiv is Meshabadi Nechasim, you see Mamish in the Gemara.
But would you say Fakert, meaning according to Shim, you wouldn't have to say this at all, because once he pulls it, the Chiv starts when Meshashayilah. You don't need another
Sibas. No, because we're calling the Lishna Basra. The Lishna Basra holds that Meshicha is not the Sibas Achiv of the Chiv Einstein at all. No, the Lishna Basra holds that the Meshicha is not called the Sibas Achiv for the Chiv Einstein. Yeah, maybe that needs a Hezber. That we never really were Mazgir. According to Lishna Basra, why isn't the Meshicha called the Sibas Achiv? Right. In other words, the Chiv Einstein happens B'Shasa Einus. The fact that you were Makabel Shmira is not called the Sibas Achiv for the Chiv Einsin. The Chiv Einsin happens B'Shasa Einus. But the Pshi itself, the negligence itself, is the Sibas Achiv for the Hezik that results from the Pshi. That's not, I don't think that's. And maybe we should plug it into each Shita. We'll start with the Rama. The Rama Shita is that according to the Lishna Kama, what's the difference between Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra? The Lishna Kama holds that the Mashiach is the Sivas Achiv of the ultimate Chiyav Einsin. And therefore there's a Shita Nechosim Mishas Mashiach. And what does Lishna Basra hold? Lishna Basra doesn't deny that the Sivas Achiv is the Mashab and Nechosim. But the Lishna Basra holds that the Mashiach is not the Sivas Achiv for the Chiyav Einsin. The fact that he was Makabel Shmira is not called the Sivas Achiv for the Chiyav Einsin. Because the Kabbalah, then he's a Hezbo, why that's so? Something along the lines of the Kabbalah Shmira is not itself is not itself the Hizchaivus of the Einsen. It sets up the terms. Now he's a Shemer. But the chiyuv ainsin happens when it's actually nenas. It's not called. Yeah, again, this is a big question. We never really went into this. We explained the Lishna Kama very gishmak. What's the Shara Lishna Kama and the Ramam? The Sibas Achiv is Mashab of the Nechosim. It's like Zorah Chaitz. The minute he became a Shoyal, that's the Sibas Achiv that he was Makabal Achiv Ainsin. Mail when it's Nen, it's a Mail right away. That was very beautiful. We never explained. So what's the other side? What's the Lishna Basra? Lishna Basra holds the Chiv is only, the Shiva Nechosim is only Chal Mishas, Mishas Miso, not Mishas Mashicha. What happened to the side of Sibas Achiv is Mashab and Nechosim? Maybe it's not true, but you see in the Gemara itself that it's true. Sibas Achiv. Anyway, it's hard to imagine that's the machlokes here in the Shulchan and the Lishna Basra. They're arguing about the Chiv Ainsin. They're not arguing about Reb Shimon's philosophy. They're arguing about what's the nature of Chiv Ainsin. They're not arguing about whether Sibas Achiv is Meshav and the Chosim. Yeah, it's an Iza Hezber. I don't know. Somehow it has to be along the lines of that the Lishna Basra holds that the Meshicha is not the Sibas Achiv. What do you call Sibas Achiv? Obviously, the fact that Shoyal has something to do with the fact that it's a Chiv Ainsin. That's not called the Sibas Achiv. Sibas Achiv means the thing that's mechayev him. The reason why he's chayev. When you're Zorak Chaitz, the reason why you're chayev, why you're chayev, is because you were Zorak the Chaitz. That's what made you chayev. Then, of course, the Chaitz has to hit something. But the reason why you're chayev, why it's your responsibility, is because you were Zorak the Chaitz. You know, you can say everything is Sibas Achiv. Maybe going out to the store and buying a chetz is the Sibas Achiv. No, that's not what we mean by Sibas Achiv. Sibas Achiv means the act that's mechayev you. The act that's mechayev you is the zrikas chetz. So the Lishna Kama holds the act that's mechayev me in the einsin is the being shoyl. The being shoyl is mechayev me in the einsin. Of course, an einus has to happen, and the poyel the chi won't happen until the einus happens. But the thing that's mechayev me later in the einus is the shoyl itself. And the Shabbos holds that's not true. It's not the shoyl that's mechayev me in the einsin. The shoyl makes me a shoyl. But the thing that's mechayiv me in the oynesin is the oynes itself. Yeah, that's not it's not an explanation all the way down, but along those lines. So now comes along. Now we're adding to that. We're saying that in a case where he was pesheya before he died. So then even the Lishna Basra agrees that that's the sibas achiyav for the pshia. The being pesheya is certainly the sibas achiyav for the hezek of the pshia. So that's not even Lishna Basra will agree that that's the there's the sibas achiyav that's meshava than a chasim. And from there we can plug it into all the other shittas. The Ritva holds that the Lishna Kama holds that the Sibas Achiyav is Meshabed the Nechosim. The Ritva holds that the Sibas Achiyav is not just Meshabed the Nechosim, but the Chiyav Bepoyel. I don't know if we really want to do this, go back all the way from last week. The Ritva holds it's not just the Sibas Achiyav and Meshabed the Nechosim. The Lishna Kama holds that the Chiyav Bepoyel is the Marfeya Mishas Mashiach. So even for Kimli Vidrabine, you go back to the Marfeya Mishas Mashiach. And Lishna Basra is not. This is not Lemafei Mishas Mashiach. Everything is later on. And even the Shibin Nechosim is later on. Because he holds that the Mashiach is not the Sibas Achiyav. But here the Pshia is about the Sibas Achiyav of the. It was too much into last week's raid. I think just distracting. I'm just pointing out this Nekuda. That here you see clearly that the act of being Pshia is certainly the thing that makes Mechaya for the Pshia when the Hezek happens. So that's what it says here in this Gemara, according to the other Rishonim, not Rashi, that when the father died, he was Pesheya. That's like the Zrikas Achetz. That was the act of being Pesheya. Of course, the parent didn't die yet. It took time for the parent to die as a result of his failure to tell his children. But eventually, nature takes its course, the children shech the parent, and that Pshia, that Hezek, happened because he was Zorik the Chetz, so to speak, by not telling his children that the parent is Shula. So Mela, it's called that. That the Pshia is like the Zrikas Achetz, it's Meshav and the Nechosim, from that moment of the Pshia. And Mimela, they have to, they can collect. Okay, I want to do the Rashba. Make a haskol on the Rashba. The Rashba is not everything is Rashba that I understand, but maybe you'll help me out. Omer Rabbi, Nichlema, if you have a Rashba, then Matad. Omer Rabbi, Nichlema, Vim Parashulam, Shamshiv, Koli, Meshilas, the Cholzchus Abn, Shrekin, Eselabonim. Right, going to the beginning of Rabbah. They're allowed to be Mishtam. They have the Schusa Yashayla, says the Rashba, because they are in the Schusa Yashayla. The Schusa Av, Kol Schusa Av, is Nisrekin, Eselabonim. But Mesa and Chayovin, Bainsel. Even though they're being mishtamish in the Shaila, they're still potter from the Einsin, because they were makabel l'chayv of Einsin. So what's the rivet over here being meisif to the Gemara? What's the rivet of being meisif from Shat in the Gemara? That the case that they're potter from Einsin, even they're actually mishtamish in the Shaila. Now it's that the two halves of Rava's statement are two halves of the same case. Mishtamish b'kol yimei Shailasa, and yet even though they're being mishtamish in the Shaila, but they're still potter from Einsin. And this is Lapuke from, this Ravid is as opposed to who? The Rav Basin, his father-in-law. Rav Basin held, no, it's two different cases. Mishtamshim are calling Meshe Losa, and then the Chayiv and Einsen. But if they weren't Mishtamish in it, then they're a potter from Einsen. The Ravid learns, no, it's one case. That's the passage from Rashi as well, though it's not Mufush and Rashi. That is one case. So they get the Schusei HaShelo, but not the Chiyuvei HaShelo, at least for the time being. When it's tapakti bedinai, says I have trouble with this. The mishlo b'kaidim shenishtamshu meila before they start being mishtamish with it. Yefshu lechayvim kishayel. I understand that we can't impose on them the chiyuvei hashayla. Shayhem leishalua. Umishu shayel savim einim chayom. Can't impose on them the chiyuvei hashayla because they were in shayel. And the father's chiyuvim don't pass on to them. Either because. And parenthetically, Oymishum de Rapopo, Shonis Chayvu Bechayv Aviyam Achasa Oynis, Oymishum de Leinich Lehem Aviyam Achayis Nechosim. Meaning, of course, if the father left Achayis Nechosim, and if you hold like the Lishnakama, then the father's Chayvim do pass to them, because the Nechosim are Meshuba to the Chayvu of the father. But we're not going in the. But here we're talking about where there are either, in Rapopo's original, here we're going either that there are no Nechosim, depending on Lishnakama or Lishnabasar. According to the Lishna Kama, we're going that there are no Nechasim. According to the Lishna Basra, we're going even if there are Nechasim, but the Nechasim aren't Meshubit. So in the lack of Sheba Nechasim, because sir, if there's no Sheba Nechasim, they don't Yashim the Chiyuv of the Father. Torah Meshutim. Right? They don't have, you Yashim Schusim. You don't Yashim Chiyuvim. The Father had certain rights, you can inherit the rights. Kibin Yisraikin, the Shela, the Schusim HaShela, Kibin Yisraikin to the Father. But there's no such thing as Yashim obligations. You don't Yashim obligations. Father has debts. The children don't Yashim the debts. The estate might be encumbered by the debts. There may be shiba nechasim. If the father left karka, then the karka is meshuba to the chayv. But if the father didn't leave any karka, then the children don't yashin the father's chiyuvim. Children go through life with a blank, they have a blank slate. So over here, so the Rashi is basically asking. So the Rashi is prefacing. He said, I understand that if they did not start enter into the shayla, so you can't impose on them chiyuvei hashayla because. How can you oppose them in Chiyuvim? They were never Shailah, they never undertook Chiyuvim HaShailah. They can't Yashin Chiyuvim HaShailah because they can't Yashin Chiyuvim at all. So says the Rashi, that he understands, that they're not Chayiv and Einsim. If they didn't touch the Shailah, that there, how can you impose on them Chiyuvim that they never undertook? Aval Kishin Nishtamshu Bomiyu. But if they started to be Mishtamish in the Shailah, Harei Nichnasu Tachasav, then they have now undertaken, they've picked up the father's sheila. Umahir shlem avim eschus sheyesh li boshi yishtamshu bo bekabolas oinsin kishayil de ben karav avua vilehevi yinu kishayilim de bayil. I think he's asking like this: if they pick up the sheila, so now they are accepting. It's a package deal. I think that's what he means. It's a package deal. The eschus sheila has chiyuv sheila. So if they don't. You can't impose them the Chiyuvei HaShela. But if they want to assume the Schusei HaShela, then that comes with Chiyuvei HaShela. How can they pick up the Schusei HaShela, undertake the Schusei HaShela, to step into their father's shoes, and somehow not accept the Chiyuvei HaShela? Don't they go together? The Schusei HaShela with the Chiyuvei HaShela are two sides of the same coin. So if they don't want to do it, they don't want it. Malahem ulutzar zayis. They can say, we don't want the Schusei HaShela, and we don't want the Chiyuvei HaShela. So how are they within their rights? Because we can't impose on the chiyuvim that they don't want. And they won't have the schusei hashayla either. Because even though normally you would yashin schusei hashayla, but here since the schusei hashayla come together, yordu kuchim zemzer, the schusei hashayla and the chiyuvim hashayla came together, and we can't impose on the chiyuvim hashayla, because you can't impose on the yorish chiyuvim. So if they don't pick up the shayla, if they don't start to be shayla, start to be mishtamish. So we could say, that even though they order yashin the schusei hashayla, but the schusei hashayla come with chiyuvim hashayla, we can't impose on the chiyuvim hashayla. So that the Rashba understands. That if they didn't start to use the Sheila, that they should not be chayiv in anything. That's very intuitive. It says the Rashba, but if they started to be shayel, that means they want to pick up the schusya shayla. Then with the schusya shayla come chiyuvi shayla. So how could they take on the schusya shayla and not take on the chiyuvi shayla? Another way of saying this, how can they have more than the father had? They want to yashin the father's chusim, but they can't yashin the chusim the father didn't have. The father's chus to be a shayel was with chiyuvi shayla. The father didn't have a schus to be shayel and not be chayim anoinsin. He had a schus to be shayel on terms of shayla. The terms of shayla, schusi ha-shayla, behechrich involved chiyuvi shayla. Because to the extent that you're a shayel, you have chiyuvi shayla. You can't be a shayel without chiyuvi shayla. So if they want a yashin the schus to be a shayel, then it comes together with chiyuvi ha-shayla. They can't have some schus that the father didn't have, that a shayel doesn't have. That's number one. Number two, the oid. So let's see if we can figure out what he's asking. The Gemara is a pretty he's referring to a Gemara. The Gemara says in Amafkid, if a person was let's say a Seicher, he was Seicher Kalim, so he's part of Mainzen, Seicher is part of Mainzen. He then lent those Kalim out to somebody else. Yeah, I think the Gemara asked, how could be? And he was only shaped to be at Acher. So the Gemara answers, he gave him Rishus. So he had permission. But anyway, the Maskir, the Seicher, lent the Kalim out to somebody else, and now it was Nenas. So Tanakhama says, clap with the original Bailim, nobody's Chayef. Because to the original Bailim was a Schirus. You know, the Seicher was Seicher from the Bailim. Seicher is part of Maisen. And the Maisen was Oinus. The thing just dropped out on itself. So the Bailim has no claim on anybody. The shayl is chayef to the seicher, because the shayl vis-a-vis the seicher is a shayl. He has to give the answer. That's the sheet of the Tanakhama. Rav Yosi is chayel. Rav Yosi says, "Ketzad alo yisus chayev peros shel chaveroi." It can't be that the seicher now making a profit off the balabayas's par. The balabayas doesn't get anything, and the seicher gets something. The seicher gets paid. Elo says Rav Yosi. Rather, the shayl has to pay the original bail. So Rashi was masbir the havonim that is. That Rav Yosi holds that the shoyls when you have a bialim, you have a chen, you have a bialim, you have a seicher, and you have a shoyl, the shoyl is not considered to be a shoyl of the seichers or from the seicher. He's a shoyl from the original bialim. His relationship is with the original bialim, and therefore his chiyuvim are not to the seicher, but his chiyuvim are to the original bialim. And the Rashi brings another Gemara to buttress that havon in Rav Yosi, that what Rav Yosi is saying, that's some takana of case of the schar of the process shall have error. But that's really the havana, that the shoyl's relationship is with the original bialim and not with the seicher in the middle. It brings a raya from another gemara. The gemara has a case like this: a woman borrowed. What's the case over there? The woman was seicher a para, and then she got married, and the husband has a right to be mishtamish in that para because it's like Paris, whatever property a woman has, the Baal Zeichel pays. In exchange for which she has to be paid there if she's ever captured by pirates. So that's the deal. So that's the takana. So now she was Zeichel apart, and the husband is now using the part. So the Gemara says, is the husband a Shoyl or is he a Zeichel? On the one hand, he's a Shoyl, he's not paying. The other end is a seicher, because he's only allowed to use the pirates in exchange for the fact that if she'll ever be captured by pirates, he'll have to be paid to her. So maybe that makes him into a seicher, because he is giving something in exchange. So the Gemara says, what's the nafkamina? So the nafkamina is this. So the Gemara says the Gemara like this: if you hold like the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yosi, that the shoyl's relationship is with the seicher, then there's no nafkamina whether the Baal is a shoyl or the Baalim is a seicher, because even if the Baalim is a shoyl, But it's ba'ol of imay. There's halacha of ba'ol of imay yelo yishalem. That a shoyl, somebody shoyls something from somebody, but the owner, in meanwhile, is working by the shoyl. He's doing some pu'ula by the shoyl. So then the shoyl is potter. That's called ba'ol of imay. The shoyl is potter. So over here, if the husband's relationship is just a shoyl from the wife, so the wife also is working for the husband. She has his chayvius, domestic things that she has to do for the husband. So now it's called ba'ol of imay. So the husband would never have any chiyuv to the wife. But if you hold like a b'yosi, then the husband's chiyuvim are not to the wife that should be called ba'ol of imay. The husband's chiyuvim are to the original maskir. So it's not ba'ol of imay. So now it's important to know, is the husband the shoyl, is the husband the seichel? That's the sugya. So I think the Rashba's point from there is, there you see very clearly that the machlokes in Tanakam and Rav Yosi, it's not just can you do schayer b'parosu shel chaveroi. It's a fundamental machlokes when you have a bialim with the seicher, and then the seicher gave it over to a shoyl. With whom is that shoyl's relationship? Is it with the middleman, with the seicher, or is it with the original bialim? Do you see, mamash, that's the machlokes in Tanakam and Rav Yosi. According to Tanakam, the shoyl's relationship is with the seicher. And therefore, in the case of the husband and the wife, where it was there was a mashal, a wife and a husband, the baal's relationship is with the wife, and it's baal of imi, and it's potter from einsin. And the other in Rabbi Yosi holds that the shoyl's relationship is with the original bialim, plugs back into the original bialim, and therefore it's not baal of imi, and it's a shoyl directly from the original bialim, and there's no ptur of baal of imi. That's what you see from that gemara. Says the Rashba. So now over here, nechzei hanon, you have this, you have a bialim, and you have the shoyl. And then the shoyl died, and he was meroikin his chus. He was merish his chus hayashela to the children. So now, from whom are the children getting this chus hayashela? From the father, or from the original bialim? So as the Rashba, at least according to Rabbi Yosi, they're getting this chus hayashela from the original bialim. If they're getting this chus hayashela from the original bialim, no, he doesn't fear us. He doesn't carry this through. So then, what's why is that a kasha? Somehow it's if he would be getting the schus hayashela from the father, so then maybe wouldn't be. He didn't understand it either, because how could they be better than the father? That was his first question. His first question was, how can they have more than the father had? The father had schus hayashela with chiyuv hayashela. How could he give to the children schus hayashela without chiyuv hayashela? That was kasha number one. Now he's asking a new kasha. Even if we could understand that the father could pass on to the children schus hayashela without chiyuv hayashela, because he can be merish, I guess because he can be merish chusim, and he can't be merish chiyuvim. But according to Rabbi Yosi, the children are being shoyl not from the father. They're not getting this chusim from the father. They're getting this chusim hashayla back from the original bialim. Because that's the way it works. When a maskir gives over his chusim to somebody else, that somebody else not coming b'koyach maskir. Ultimately, he's coming. He plugs back to the bialim. So here, the yoshim, they're shoylim from the bialim. I guess the kash is, and the bialim for sure gave over the schus she'ela only together with the chiyuv einsin. It's not so clear to me why this kasha is stronger than the original kasha. His real question was, even the father, how can the father give over schus she'ela without chiyuv she'ela? It's a package deal. Maybe you'll say the father can give the schusim and not the chiyuvim, because he can be married schusim, he can't be married chiyuvim, but it can't be, because the chiyuvim and the schusim are one thing. So if you get the schusim, you have to get the chiyuvim too. It's not like they were separate items. You know, the father had schusim, the father had chiyuvim, he's married the schusim. I'm going back to this first question. It's not kilu, the father has separate schusim and separate chiyuvim, he's married the schusim, he's not married the chiyuvim. Here, the she'ela is a package, is a thing that has a tzad schusim and a tzad chiyuv. So the Rashba's original question was, how can you say the father is merish the schusim and he's not merish the chiyuvim? The schusim and the chiyuvim are a package deal. So you can't be merish the schusim. If he's merish the schusim without the chiyuv, that means you have a bigger schus than the father ever had. The father's schus was limited. It's not a separate thing. There's a schus and there's a chiyuv. The chiyuv limits the schus. The schus hashayla is limited by the chiyuv hashayla. So if you're going to give, if the father is going to give over to the children the schus hashayla without the chiyuv hashayla, then he's giving over a bigger schus than he had himself. That can't be. That was Rashba's first question. Now, what's the tesefis of the second question? That they're coming mikayach habayim, not coming mikayach the father. So So maybe, I'm just suggesting, it's not clear to me exactly what the Tosfos here is. Maybe like this, he's saying, I feel imtim siloimer, that the schus ha-sheila and the chiv ha-sheila are separate, and the father can be merged the schus ha-sheila, but the father can't be merged the chiv ha-sheila. But the children aren't really coming, aren't getting the schus ha-sheila from the father. The children are getting the schus ha-sheila, according to Rabbi Yossi anyway, from the original bailim. If they're getting the schus ha-sheila from the original bailim, so again, I'm not 100% sure what the missing words now have to be. But perhaps, if they're getting the schus ha-sheila from the original bailim, then the original bailim for sure only gave over the schus ha-sheila with the chiv ha-sheila. He wouldn't, I don't know what's inside his das. Does he mean he's had his das? The mashal only wants to give over the schus ha-sheila with the chiv ha-sheila? He doesn't want to give over the schus ha-sheila without the chiv ha-sheila. Maybe that's the missing moment. Maybe that's the words that we need to fill in. There's some words over here that need to be filled in. You know, what the Rashba says is, like a sinukash. A, they can't be better than the father. B, they're not coming in Kayach the father. They're coming in Kayach the original Bailam, and therefore, blank. So I don't know, maybe the blank is the original Bailam only has that to give over the schusim with the chiyuvim. Maybe say slightly differently, that if they were coming from the father, so I would say that what separates the schus and the chivim are connected, but maybe death separates them. It's like they're linked, the schus and the chiv. But maybe if they're coming from the father, so the mis itself separates out the schusim from the chivim, because mis is this great separator of schusim from chivim, because you can be married schusim, you can't be married chivim, so they get separated. But if they're coming because of the original violin, so there's nothing to separate the schusim and the chiyuvim. The original bialim gave over a schus with the chiyuv. He gave it over as a package. So you're coming back from the original bialim, that's not Yerusha, that's Tam. So it's Tatsupar Labai. So then already there is nothing to separate the schus and the chiyuv, and the schus and the chiyuv are a package deal. Maybe even without coming out to his das. There's just nothing there to separate the, it was a package. Maybe Misa could separate it, but this here, there's nothing to separate it. We'll see. We'll have to see, because we have to see his teretz, and whatever, however we're going to frame the question, the kasha, the teretz, has to be able to solve the question. So we need to frame the question in such a way that the Rashba's teretz is going to help to solve it. Let's see what he answers. His teretz is very cryptic. The Shema Neymar, the Yerush Lav Kishoy Lavi, Elo Kisoycher. I think this is a mistake, and it should say Shema Socher. Does anybody have a Rashba with footnotes?
Yeah, they don't care.
I think it has to be Shema Socher, because for A and set doesn't make sense. Like, the Gemara that he, well, we'll see. Let's say it's Shema Socher. What's his teres? That the Yerush, they're not potter completely. They have chiyuvim. They just don't have chiyuvim shoyel, but they have chiyuvim Shema Socher. They said that they chayv and gzeilav aveda, gzeilav aveda, because they're nenim. He's also going to say that because they're nenim, they're like a shema socher. I don't see why they would be like a socher. You know, why would they be like a socher? They're not giving the bialim anything. They're getting from the bialim as chusas damshus. We'll see in a second. V'chein matzosik le'arayv at atzmai shekosu perik v'babakam perik ha'gozel basur. Let's try to find that. Look up arayv and babakam. V'im taymar. So the Rashba says, one second. What do you mean? If they're not shoylim, then what makes them a shema socher? Dimi man agri. Well, agri is takamach mesecher. Kinamine perek hamafgid. Hamafgid moyes esil shulchani mutar mishtamish behem. Lefichach odu chayev v'acharisu. V'itmer lo omer afun afilu nensu. Rav Nachman omer nensu loy. Omer li rovel Rav Nachman. The doch the amit nensuloi alma havi shoyle layu, he shoyle havi shemer socher nami le havi. It's preferring where shemer socher. Yesh loimar. The shoyle havi dole shol vali midi, this was having no deki yours. Miku shemer socher mi havi hoil venene, who could only rob a hosom, but homodina la hoil venene mahane. We have to have the hosom because Mashlan is time, Mashlan Chayva feel of Einstein Kuyama. Hosom machine view kufu shoyle.
Okay,
Milka chavilu nishtam shuba in chayovim ba'insin. Elam yu b'gneiva v'aveda chayovim v'hayna d'noku d'meisa d'alma ba'insin in chayovim aval b'gneiva v'aveda ki shayim b'socher miyu. It says b'fair shayim b'socher miyu chayovim hoyol b'nenu. It says b'fair shayim b'socher not socher. What's going on? There's a Gemara in Amafkid. He's building on a Gemara in Amafkid. Gemara in Amafkid has the following case. A fellow deposited money by a shulchani for safekeeping. Shulchani is a money changer. So it says like this: if the if he gave it to him wrapped up, so then that's an indication he doesn't want the shulchani to use that money for his money changing. But if he gave him the money loose, then the shulchani has a right to use that money for his shulchani is constantly making change. He's allowed to use that money to make change. That's the Mishnah. So the Gemara over there said, and the Mishnah says that therefore, since the Shulchani has a right to make change, so he's chayiv b'achrayis. So the Mishnah says, what do you mean he's chayiv b'achrayis? He's chayiv b'achrayis of Zeilu Ba'veda, he's chayiv b'achrayis of Einsen. That's a machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Rav Huna says he's chayiv even in Einsen, he's like a shoyl. The Shulchani becomes a shoyl. Because in effect, the Shulchani is borrowing the money. Since he can use that money for his business purposes, so he's basically the shulchani in effect has borrowed the money, and therefore he's chayiv in oinsin. Huna says no, he's chayiv in gzeilu v'aveda like a shayim asocher. He's not chayiv in gzeilu v'aveda, but he's not chayiv in oinsin. Why? Because he's not a shoyl. He's not a shoyl. He didn't borrow. He's not a shoyl. He hasn't borrowed. He didn't borrow the money yet. He hasn't even touched the money. So Rava asks. So he's not a shoyl. If he uses the money, he'll become a shoyl. But because the money doesn't use the money, he's not a shoyl. Just has a right to use the money, but he hasn't actually used the money. So Rava asked Rav Nachman, what are you talking about? If you look at the fact that he has a right to use the money, then he's a shoyl. And if you ignore the fact that he has a right to use the money, then what makes him a shoyl mesach? He's a shoyl mechino. Like, how did he become in between? He's not a shoyl because he hasn't used the money yet. But he's already a shoyl mesach. Like, what made him a shoyl mesach? What does he have out of the arrangement except that he's watching the money? Watching the money is a shoyl mechino. Why is he chayiv gnei v'aveda? So the Gemara answers, the fact that he has a right to use the money, he hasn't exercised that right yet, but the fact that he has a right to use the money is a hanah. He now has the hanah of knowing that he has a right to use the money. That hanah makes him into a shoyl mesach, but it doesn't make him into a shoyl. So the Rashi is saying, before we even try to understand it, the Rashi is saying, he's plugging that into Agamar. He's saying, in Agamar, the Yoshim, they're not Shoyalim. They're not Shoyalim. Because they didn't borrow it. But they are and that's why the Potter from Einstein. But they are a Shoyim Esachar, because since they have a right to use it, so the right to use it makes them into a Shoyim Esachar, like the Gemara over there, like the Shulchani. They have a right, just like the right to use it makes the Shulchani into a Shoyim Esachar, the right that the Yoshim have to use the Parah makes them into a Shoyim Esachar as well. Then he asks, but if that's the case, but thereby the shulchani, he's only a shayim esocher till he actually uses the money. The minute that he starts to use the money, he for sure becomes a shayil. So why over here don't you say that the minute they start to use the power, they become a shayil? He says, no, it's not the same. There the shulchani is not a shayil because he was not yet shayil the money. He didn't ask to be shayil the money, and he hasn't started to use the money, so he's not a shayil. But when he starts to use the money, then he becomes a shayil. Because then he becomes a shoyl. The Bialim gave him the money. The minute he starts to use the money, he becomes a shoyl. The Yoshim never become a shoyl. Because the reason why the Yoshim are not shoylim is because they're coming mikayach aviyim. So they just Yashim the schus aviyim. Just Yashim the schus aviyim never makes them into a shoyl. They're shoyim with the schus to be mishtamish. A shoyl with the schus to be mishtamish is a shoyim asachar, not a shoyl. At Kan the Rashba. Now, obviously, the Sosim here is Rav Alam Afurish. I mean, the biggest question is, how did he solve his problem? His problem was, how can they be better than the father? The father was a shoyl with the Chiyuv Einson. How could they get from the father that they're going to be shoyl without a Chiyuv Einson? And number two, his question was, they're not even coming Kayach the father, they're coming Kayach the Bailam HaRishayim, like Rav Yosi, Taksapar the Bailam. So we cut off the bottom of Rishayim. There's for sure nothing to separate the chiyuvim from the schusim. So for sure it should be a package deal. The chiyuv yashelo, the chiyuv yashelo, but the schus yashelo. So what's his teretz? Teretz is they're not shoyim, but the same mesocher. They're not a shoyil, but they're a shoyim mesocher. So what did you gain? They're still better than the father. The father was a shoyil. The father wasn't the same mesocher. How can the so the father was a, was the father had a chiyuv sheila with the father had a schus sheila a schus hashtamshus with a chiyuv einsin. How can they now be better than the father that they have a schus sheila and they only have a chiyuv of gneiva baveda? They don't have a chiyuv of einsin. Like, how did the Rashba solve this problem? At the end of the day, they're better off than the father. Was they have more schusim than the father? And then also tachzipar. And then a second question: Rabbi Yossi, their relationship is with the original owner. The original owner gave a sheila with chiyuv sheila. He was mashlit with chiyuv sheila with chiyuv einsin. So, and their relationship is with the original owner. So why aren't they shailim? Like, may kar make a sover, besoif make a sover. Very not clear over what's going on. And again, this is what I said before. You know, we weren't so clear on what the Rashba was asking in the first place, especially with the kasha about Rabbi Yossi. You know, however we frame the Rashba's original question, it has to be in a way that his answer is going to satisfy the question. I think Haskalah's Dvarim. I'm not sure we're going to get to more than Haskalah's Dvarim today, but just Haskalah's Dvarim. Rav Shimon Shkop in the Shurim Bo Metziah, Chafhei and Chavav, and many other Achayim have a fundamental Chakira about Chiyuvei Hashemim in general. What is the nature of Chiyuvei Hashemim? Is Chiyuvei Hashemim, what's the Mechayev of all the Chiyuvei Hashemim? Is the Mechayev some kind of, you know, Kabbalah Sechayis, that was Kabbalah Sechayis for the Pikodim, to whatever degree, according to whatever nature of Shomer I am. I have a Chayis, of course I have various Pturim, the Chayis is limited by various Pturim, Oynis could be a Ptur, Gizela Vareda could be a Ptur, there are various degrees of Ptur, but it's basically a Kabbalah Sechayis. Or is the Mechayiv the negligence in the Shmir? The fact that I was negligent in the Shmira is mechayev me to pay. So, this is very much up for grabs. Not at all. So, Rav Shimon speaks out like this. He says he thinks that that's the davar poshut, that a chiyuv einsin, there's nothing to talk about. A chiyuv einsin cannot be for some lack of Shmira, because the definition of a chiyuv einsin is that it did not come from a lack of Shmira. It was einis, the parah died, it would have died anyway. So, a chiyuv einsin, he says for sure, is a chiyuv achrayis. Adayin yesh lodun, if the chiyuv achrayis and you have to be makabel or it comes automatically from being a shomer, those are other chakiras. But it's in its nature a chiyuv achrayis. The mechayev of oynis is not the lack of shmir, not the negligence of the shmir. On the other hand, pshia, who proves pashtus, is from the lack of shmir. Like the Ram says, pshia kemazik. The Ram certainly holds that pshia is for the negligence. That's the Ram, but pshia kemazik. Gneiva v'aveda is a little bit more up for grabs. That's more debatable. Is the chiyuv gneiva v'aveda for a lack of shmirah? Because gneiva v'aveda is not oinus. It does involve a certain amount of negligence, not to the degree of shia, but certainly it involves a certain amount of negligence. That's why even a shomer sochar is chayav for gneiva v'aveda. He should have watched it better. Shomer chinam, without mechayav him. It's a matter of degree. So gneiva v'aveda, you can hear maybe it's for the negligence of the shmirah. Or you could hear that the other way around. Maybe the chiyuv gzeila v'aveda, gnei v'aveda is a chiyuv achrayis. Just that you have a p'tur einsin. A shomer socher has a p'tur einsin, but gzeila v'aveda is not einsin. It doesn't have the p'tur einsin, but it's basically a chiyuv achrayis. This is what Rav Shimon talks to. This is a fluid question. We can consider this a live question. What's the nature of the chiyuv gnei v'aveda? Is it like a chiyuv einsin, just a chiyuv achrayis? Or it's like a chiyuv shir, the lack of the negligence in the shmir is what's mechayev. L'moshel, the Taisus moment says, "Had a tesem with Aleph." Taisus holds that a shoyl to be chayiv an oinsin, he needs to make a kinyan. But shemachinim and shemesachar, their chiyuvim of neva avedim shia, did not require a kinyan. The fact that the Bialim left it by him is enough, and he agreed that the Bialim should leave it by him, is enough to be mechayiv. So Taisus doesn't speak out why, not only Shemachinim agree to that, but that's Shittus of Taisus. Shoyl needs a kinyan to be chayiv an oinsin, But Shemachinim and Shemesachar, they're chiyuvim, they don't need a kinyan. He said Hanach Lefana, he accepted the Shmir, the Baal left it there, and he's automatically chayav. So, why that's true? Certainly, one way to understand that is with this Chakir of Reb Shimon. That the chiyuv of Shemachinim and Shemesachar, the mechayiv is the lack of Shmir. So, as soon as he starts to be Shemer, he agreed to be Shemer, he started his job. He started the job of, he started the job of being Shemer, the Baalim left. So that's it, now he's a Shemer. Now any lack of Shemira is Mechayev. You don't need a separate Maisa Kinyan. Mashenka, my Shoyal, the Chi of Shoyal is not, the Chi of Einsen of a Shoyal is not because of the lack of Shemira. Nothing to do with the lack of Shemira. The Chi of Einsen is a new Kabbalah Sechayez. That Kabbalah Sechayez requires a Kinyan. There may be other ways to explain that, Taisus, but that's certainly a very, presents itself. It's a very straightforward way to understand Taisus' distinction. So if we'll say that way, so then maybe we could it's as scholars to understand the Rashba. Again, in the details, I'm not quite sure. We'll have to speak it through. We'll have to work it through. But I think like this. The Rashba held, well, maybe we'll start at the end, and then we'll work our way backwards. What's the Rashba's distinction? The Rashba is making a distinction that the Yorshim, they don't have chiyuv einsin because they were never mekabel shmir, but they have a chiyuv, but they are chayav kishem esocher. They have a chiyuv gneiv avavei. Since they're nene, they have a schus. Since they have a schus shtamshus, it's called the nene, so they have a chiyuv as a shem esocher. So of course, the question is, why is that distinction even true? So they're nene, but they don't want to be a shem esocher. They were never the same way. They weren't mekabel to be shaylim. They weren't makabel to be a shem esocher. The same way they weren't makabel l'chiyuv einsin, they were never makabel l'chiyuv gneiv avavei. So what does the Rashba even mean? Before we get back to how this solves the Rashba's questions, just understand the Rashba's distinction itself. What's this distinction that the Rashba is making, that they never have a chiyuv einsin because they were never makabel to be shaylim? Even if they'll actually be mishtamish with the chaytas, they're not going to have a chiyuv einsin because they were never makabel shmir. But he says they have a chiyuv as shomer, and not merely as a shomer chinam. But since they actually have hanok, because they're allowed to be mishtamish, so they have a chiyuv of a shem esocher. Why? The same way they weren't mekabel to be a shoyel, and they weren't mekabel chiyuv einsin, they weren't mekabel to be a shem esocher either. So what's even the meaning of the distinction that the Rashba is making? So the chayra, the sense of the Rashba's distinction is just this: a shoyel, the chiyuv achrayis of a shoyel, what's mechayiv a shoyel is not the negligence in the shmira. Because that would never be mechayiv and einsin. The chiyuv achrayis of a shoyel, the chiyuv einsin of a shoyel is a new chiyuv achrayis, and that new chiyuv achrayis is something that you have to be mechayiv yourself in. The shoyel, when he borrows something, is mechayiv himself in einsin. So Amar Torah that a shoyel when he borrows something, he's mechayiv himself in einsin. But for that, you have to be mechayiv yourself. The yorshim, they're not mechayiv themselves in einsin, so they don't have chiyuv einsin. They don't have dinum of a shoyel because they were never mekabel shmir. I mean, not they were mekabel shmir. They weren't mekabel chiyuv einsin. On the other hand, the chiyuv of a shem achinam and a shem esocher for pshia and for gzeil of aved in the case of a shem esocher, those chiyuvim come from negligence in the shmir. Do these yorshim have a responsibility to watch the object? Oh yeah, they certainly have a responsibility to watch the object. They can't walk away. I mean, At the very least, they have to do Hashavas Aveda. If they don't want to keep it around, let them give it back to them. They know it's not talking about to where they don't know. Talking about where they know. They know this thing belongs to somebody else. It was left by the father. It was left by the father, B'tayr She'elo. But why don't they have a chiv to watch it? They have a chiv to watch it. I mean, if they wanted, they could watch it like a Shomer Aveda and give it back to the Baal. They could run and give it back to the Baal. If they don't want to give it back to the Baal, they want to leave it around, then they have to watch it. That much, that doesn't need a special Avada the Shomer. I mean, at the very least, they're like a shomer aveda. Maybe without the mitzvah of a shomer aveda, because I don't know if it's mamish and aveda. I don't know if they have like pruta de Rabbi Yossi. I don't know if they have the mitzvah of a shomer aveda. But they certainly have to watch it. They can't just walk away. This is somebody else's property. About it, they have to watch it. So now we can ask ourselves, what nature of shomer are they? And especially if they don't want to watch it, they can give it back to the Bialim, but they have to at least give it back to the Bialim. Just keep it around and say, no, it's not my business, not my problem. A lot of it's Jewish people's money, other people's money, you have a prize towards. You have to either give it back to Teresa Shavas Aveda. You want to leave it around because you're not mechuyev to give it back, because the Kol Yimei HaShayel, you're not mechuyev to give it back. Okay, but then you have to watch it. So Vada Chiyuv Shmir they have. They don't have a special, they weren't makabel any special chiyuvim, but they certainly have to watch it. So now what terms are they watching? Are they watching on the terms of a Shem Achim, or are they watching on the terms of a Shem Asachar? Says the Rashba, they're watching on the terms of a Shem Asachar, because the bottom line is they have Anah, since they have a Shlusa Shtamshus. So they have a chiyuv. So they're watching it on the terms of Hashem Asachar. So the chiyuv of Hashem Asachar they have, because the basic point that I'm making is that chiyuv Hashem Achinim and Hashem Asachar, you don't have to be mekabel, because they don't come from the Kabbalah Sachar. It's the same way Tosfos and Bamitzvah. You don't need a kinyan to be Hashem Achinim, to have chiyuv Hashem Achinim and Hashem Asachar, because it's the chiyuv Hashem Achinim and Hashem Asachar are not special chiyuv Achrayis that you're mekabel. They're an outgrowth of the obligation to watch it. As soon as you start to watch it, if you're negligent in the shmir, that's mechayivu. The Torah says negligence in shmir is mechayivu. To the extent that you're a shomer, negligence in shmir is mechayivu. Even a shomer avedo has chiyuvei hashomer. What it talks about is the shomer chinam, is the shomer socher. He's a shomer socher because he's potter from other mitzvahs. That's called prutu derav yosi. But he has chiyuvei hashomer. Every person who watches somebody else's property has chiyuvei hashomer. And negligence in shmir is mechayiv. You don't have to be mekabel. That's not something you're mekabel. That comes from the Shemir itself. The obligation of Shemir itself imposes Chiyuv HaShem. But She'eli, you have to be Mekabel. She'eli needs a special kinyan to be Mekabel Chiyuv HaShem. So that's what the Rashi is making a distinction. The Yoshim, they don't have Chiyuv HaShem because they were never Mekabel Chiyuv HaShem. And Chiyuv HaShem is something separate, a separate Chiyuv HaShem is that the Shemir has to be Mekabel. But they have Chiyuv HaShem HaSachar, Shem Echinim, in this case Shem Esachar, really, because they have a schus to be nene, so they actually are Shem Esachar, because the Chiyuvei Shem Esachar are not Chiyuvim that you're Mekabel separate, that you have to be Mekabel. Chiyuvei Shem Echinim Shem Esachar are Chiyuvim that the fact of Shmira imposes on you. Since you have to be Shemer, if you're negligent in your Shmira, then that's Mechayim. Al derech the Ramam that Peshe is Kemazik. Here that's Omech Peshe, with Omech Zeilu Vavedu. But it's a negligence in the Shmira. A negligence in the Shmira is what the Torah says is Mechayim. That's a din in the Torah. They're saying we're mazik is mechayev. Don't you mekabel that? That if I'll be mazik your property, I'll be chayev. The Torah imposes that if you mazik somebody's property, you're chayev. So if you're negligent in shmir, to the extent that you have an obligation of shmir, the Torah says you have a chiyuv. I think that's the basic chiluk that the Rashba is saying. Now you have to go back and see, you know, how does it answer the Rashba's original questions? Still at all, how could they be better than the father? How do they have schus shayla at all if it comes out they have a bigger schus than the father ever had? And how could they? And what happened to the, you know, to his question about the we hold like a Yosi that they really the relationship is with the Bialim, and the Bialim gave it out for Torah Shela, not for Torah Shela. In other words, how do they have Shlusi Yishtamshus on different terms than the father ever had it? The father only had the Shlusi Yishtamshus on the terms of being being Chayiv and Oinsin. How could they now be better than the father and have a Shlusi Shela without Chiyuvei HaShela? Wasn't that a package deal? Like, how did the Rashba solve his original problems? The Rashba is telling me something else. What the Rashba says, I can sort of understand. The chiluk itself, that they're not shoylem, but they don't have a chiyuv yashayla, but they have chiyuvim of a shayma socher. The difference between chiyuv yashayla and chiyuv yashayma socher, I could make sense of. Chiyuv yashayla, you have to be mekabel, and chiyuv yashayma socher, you don't have to be mekabel. They're an outgrowth of the shmir itself. That I understand. I think that's pretty good. But it's not so clear how that solves the Rashba's original questions. At the end of the day, they have a bigger schus hishtamshus than the father ever had. The father's chus hishtamshus was delimited by a chiyuv einsin. So how can they get a schus, and their schus hishtamshus is not limited by a chiyuv einsin? How did they yashin that from the father? How can they yashin from the father more than the father ever had? That was the Rashba's first question. How did the Rashba solve that? And the Rashba's second question was, we're not quite sure what his question is. That since the Gemara says that we hold like a Yosi, that is taxa paral the Bialim, the shoyel bars mesocher really has a relationship with the original Bialim. So somehow that relationship with the original Bialim over here, the Rashba is asking, should be on the terms of a shoyel, not in terms of a shoyel mesocher. Who's how do you solve that? Why isn't that still a problem? Kitzer, I'm not clear how the Rashba solved those original questions. That we still have to deal with. And then we have to deal with the Rabbah Basin. That's also an issue. Okay.